From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is 99% Invisible podcast host, the Roman Mars. Hey, Roman.
Hey, Janae, how are you doing?
He's so humble. Roman Mars' new book is The 99% Invisible City, a field guide to the hidden world of everyday design. And right now we're going to hear his art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home. First up is the History Channel reality series, Alone. 10 individuals have to survive the wilderness for as long as possible in isolation with limited survival equipment. They may tap out at any time or be removed for medical reasons, and the person who survives the longest wins $500,000. Now, Roman, for their seventh season, contestants have to survive 100 days, which has never been done before, in the Arctic, and then they'll win $1 million. This feels like surviving 2020. Why did you pick this one?
I think it is because it's like surviving 2020. It's something that sort of burrowed into my brain, and it puts you in a place where you can sort of experience the emotions you have of feeling trapped and feeling like you're surviving. But it's much, much worse on the Alone show. I don't know why I like it so much. It was talked about in one of our meetings at work, and somebody says they're obsessed with it, and I started watching the Arctic season, and I was just hooked. It makes you go through your mind about what you think would be important. How would you do it? How would you get by with this? How would you do with not talking to the people that you love? It's just a good thought exercise and an entertaining watch for that reason.
And it makes you think about, you know, how strong humans are too, and what we can withstand.
For sure. And it's all like stuff I cannot do. I would never survive in the way that these people survive.
Me neither. It's not worth the money for me. But that's the reality series Alone. You can watch it on History Channel or Netflix. Your next pick is the book These Truths by Jill Lepore, and she's a Harvard historian and writer for The New Yorker. And the book questions if the United States has held up to its promise of what Thomas Jefferson called these truths, which are political equality, natural rights, and the sovereignty of the people. And so she looks at hundreds of years of American history. Why this book? I know you like the audiobook version.
I do. Well, Jill Lepore is super smart and quick and clever. And when you hear her writing, when she reads her own writing, she just has a way of just, it's super charming and charismatic. And I love it. And I never thought that I would need another survey course on the history of the United States. Like, I feel like I knew a lot of the material. But the way that she presents it and connects it to this bigger idea of living up to our ideals was just so groundbreaking and fascinating to me, and just super entertaining. And she just has a voice that's just infectious. And then when she does like a, you know, like a senator's voice from, you know, like 1870, and she'll tell him like, and then he said this, and then he said this, and she has this way about her that she puts on these character voices that just crack me up. And when I listen to it straight through, I don't know how many hours it is. It's several hours, maybe 14 hours. I just wanted to listen to it right over again. I loved it that much. It was so comforting and fascinating and challenging at the same time.
So that's the book These Truths by Jill Lepore, and you can read it as a regular book or audiobook. And your final pick is the Oakland band called Shut Ups. Now, they just released a new EP called Kill Rock Stars, and they recently streamed a special release performance of their new music from the Ivy Room. And Roman, I know you love indie punk bands. I know you really love their first LP. Tell us more about them.
Shut Ups were brought to my attention by Avery Truffleman, who used to work on my show. And she said, I think you'd like this record. And she was like, more right than you could possibly imagine. I got the debut LP. I ordered it online, and then one of the Shut Ups like delivered it to my door and left it outside for me.
Oh, cool.
And I played that record nonstop. It's probably one of the best debut records I've heard in like a decade. And it's just like catchy punk that I hadn't heard anything this good in so long, and it made me really, really happy. And it made me just be so excited for the day that I can go out and see them live. I use it as my workout music. I box to it. I play the album straight through, first song to last song, and I work out for a half hour, and it's just fantastic. Perfect record.
That's Shut Ups, and their new EP is Kill Rock Stars, and you can listen to their first one, Every Day I'm Less Zen. I've been speaking with podcast host and author Roman Mars. Get his book, The 99% Invisible City, a field guide to the hidden world of everyday design. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.